Welcome today to more first movements displaying the structure called sonata form, which we practiced listening to last week. I'm Brian. I would like to introduce you to the first movements from the longer works of Mozart's contemporaries, Clementi, Haydn, and Beethoven, as well as Schubert, and then also Ravel and Prokofiev from the 20th century, and one standalone romantic piece by Brahms, to show that the sonata form is not limited to multi-movement compositions. I've lined up the first movements from three symphonies, a piano concerto, a string quartet, a piano sonata, and a single movement rhapsody. What these works have in common is their structure. We call the structure sonata form, and today we're going to again practice listening to it and identifying its composers. In sonata form, the first section, called the exposition, with at least two themes, is repeated, the objective being to give the listener two opportunities to become familiar with the themes of the music. The first theme is the first subject in the home key, and the second is the second subject, usually in the dominant key. After the exposition has been played twice, a section follows which takes the material and expands and varies it into other keys, registers, and instruments, combining melodies, occasionally introducing new material. This is called the development, and it is based on the themes heard in the double exposition. This is a favorite part for listeners who paid attention to the repeated opening, because here the skill of the composer is evident. After this, the main themes reappear in a recapitulation, but they remain in the home key. We'll start with the concerto by Clementi, his concerto in C written in 1796, which is 5 years after Mozart's death in 1791, but is still very much in the same style as Mozart. In this concerto, it's very easy to identify the repeated exposition, because the orchestra plays the first presentation of both of the themes, and then the soloist joins in and plays the repeat of the themes with the orchestra. So here goes. Watch for the double exposition, first with orchestra, then the soloist with orchestra, then a playful development, the recapitulation of the themes, and the cadenza. I will announce the sections to assist you to find them. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Of the exposition first subject. Thank you. repeat of the exposition, second subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Mm-hmm. final chord of the command. A piano sonata next. This is a very short sonata, but even so there is a double exposition with two subjects, but no cadenza. Sonatas don't usually have a cadenza because in this case there's only a soloist. This sonata was written in 1905, so we are 114 years after Mozart's death in 1791, and the sonata form is still going strong. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Repeat of the exposition first subject. Repeat of the exposition second subject. Development based on the already heard themes. Recapitulation of the first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Now I'm going back to Mozart's contemporary, Haydn. His Symphony No. 92 has a completely standard structure, but in addition it has a slow introduction, similar to the opera overture of last week. There is no cadenza, having no cadenza is normal for a symphony, as there is no soloist. I will point out the sections once again. Exposition, first chapter. Second based on the audio recordings. recapitulation of the first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. I'm going to feature a string quartet next. Number 1, Opus 18, Number 1 of Beethoven. This is the first of 16 that Beethoven wrote. The string quartet was a favorite of many composers because the combination of instruments results in very clear music. In my opinion, these are best listened to live, as recordings often exaggerate the sound by recording the instruments at very close quarters, and this has given rise to the belief that these sound harsh. The structure is the same as the piano sonata we just heard. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Thank you. Repeat of the exposition first subject. Repeat of the exposition second subject. Development based on the original ideas. Recapitulation of the first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Now, as a surprise, we discover that composers of the Romantic period were still very fond of the sonata form, although about them we were told that Romantic composers were less bound by strict formal structures and employed more flexible and innovative forms to suit their expressive needs. Just goes to show how pervasive this structure has been. Brahms, in his Rhapsody Op. 79, No. 2, uses a completely standard sonata form. What could be wilder and freer than a rhapsody? And yet Brahms uses a standard form in all three of his rhapsodies written for the piano. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Exposition first subject. Repeat of the exposition, second subject. Development based on the already heard themes. Thank you. recapitulation of the first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Back to the 20th century, Prokofiev wrote his first symphony in 1917 and entitled it Classical, in reference to the fact that he used the standard classical structure. It's now 126 years after Mozart's death, and the sonata is still attracting the world's leading composers. The structure of the movement is standard sonata form. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Prokofiev does not repeat the exposition. Development based on the already heard themes. Recapitulation of the first subject. Thank you. Recapitulation of the second subject. My last first movement of today is usually considered to be Schubert's best work, his Symphony No. 9 in C major, D944.
Schubert's Symphony No. 9 is a very long work. In order to fit it into our program, I'm using a recording that plays the exposition without the repeat. In another program, I will feature the entire four-movement work. The Slow Introduction.
First subject.
second subject of the exposition. Development based on the already heard themes. Recapitulation of the first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Well, we've come to the end of our program for today. Please let me remind you of my contact details and where to find information in case you missed something. All of this program, as well as the previous programs, is available for you on the website, where you will also find links to the music we heard and other information. That is www.gsaradio.stream. Please remember that if you have questions or comments, you're welcome to write to me, brian@gsaradio.stream. I also have a web page where you can read these as transcripts, https://about music, please write that as one word, .2020b2b.co.za. So until next week, keep safe, keep listening.